Welcome to The Social Impact with me, Keenan Williams. In this edition, I speak about the importance of communication and deep, meaningful conversation, as well as look at how we can open our hearts and lives to those we don't know yet. Welcome to The Social Impact. Do we still take the time to get to know one another? I'm not talking about stalking someone's Facebook profile, nor am I talking about following someone on Twitter or Instagram. Do we honestly take the time to get to know one another? Do we know the person serving us behind the counter at Pick n Pay? And do we take the time to find out how they are doing? Getting to know someone is very easy to do, but very difficult in a society plagued with screens in every corner. We go to McDonald's and the menus have all been digitized. We go to the cinema and we can now opt to order our tickets via computer screen. And when we want to communicate with someone, we can hide behind social media. Don't get me wrong, I love technology. From my earliest thoughts of my childhood, I loved everything tech. I was one of those guys who was told that I would get square eyes because of all the TV I'd watched. I was one of those guys who would also get a robotic toy for Christmas or his birthday and play with it for a week and take it apart the next week and try to build something from the parts. I'm eternally grateful for how technology has developed. Gosh, I even got to communicate with my wife in the days when we were dating, and with the help of social media, the longing was made to be so much easier. I remember being away from home, and for nearly 2 months, I was able to communicate with my wife as well as the rest of my family, and they were able to know about my whereabouts and I could find out how they were doing. Now, there's a very thin line between using technology as well as social media for the betterment and improvement of humankind and how it could ultimately lead to our downfall. I find it very, very disturbing when I'm walking in the mall and people bump into me as their eyes are fixed on their cell phones. Even more disturbing is the fact that some idiots disregard the rules of the road and text while driving. The other day, whilst in traffic, I observed in horror how the driver in the car next to mine was typing on a laptop. Gosh, she nearly drove into the vehicle in front of her. It seems like we are moving further and further away from the morals we should have in our society, and gone are those days of manners maketh man, and gone too are those days whereby we take the time to enjoy human interaction. In my career, I've worked with many youth from different cultural backgrounds and societies, and find it quite strange when youth would be sitting in a circle in silence, their cell phones out, and they would be chatting to one another via social media. Do we still know how to converse today? And I'm not talking about the hello, how are you doing sort of thing. I'm talking about deep, meaningful conversations. We are living in a broken, shattered society, and many people are crying out for help, but we can't hear them because the masks they are able to wear behind the screens protect them from sharing their emotions. The mask social media gives us allows us to be who we want to be, where we want to be, and portrayed in such a way that we can hide our truest selves. If we just took the time to meaningfully ask, how are you doing? We would see a change not only in our society, but in the world around us, as well as in our lives. A few years ago, whilst at the confectionery in a line at the cinema, I asked the lady behind the counter how she was doing, and she said she was fine, but I could see something was troubling her. I then asked her if she was having a good day, and she said no. Why? I asked. And she said it was a very long story, and I could also see the line was getting longer behind me, but I needed to take the time to listen to this woman who was obviously not having the best of days. Now, in the end, I found out that a brother had passed away that morning, and being the only breadwinner in her family, she had to go to work that day. And she had to go to work because she also needed to get some money so she could assist in paying her brother's funeral. She didn't have time in that day even to mourn her brother's death properly. I couldn't help her financially, nor did I have the words of encouragement to motivate her, but just being there for her to talk was enough motivation for her to get through that day. I often tell my youth that as a youth leader, I am not a trained psychologist, nor am I a trained counselor, but if they ever wanted to talk to someone, they could either talk to myself or to the rest of my team, as we are there to listen to them. I think that is where we get it wrong in society today. We think that we can only support one another and be that pillar of strength if we have a university degree behind our names. Now, in Robin Williams's movie Patch Adams back in 1998, he said, and I quote, "Is letting our children watch TV a form of child abuse? If our children grow up knowing everything about Britney Spears and nothing about nature or faith, about anything, is that not a form of child abuse?" Close quote. Now, as we raise our eyes to the world before us and the digital screens behind us, may we make time for family and friends and open our hearts to those we don't know yet. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears